Seniors are feeling the squeeze of Seattle's heated housing market. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna brings us a story of a Seattle man who was displaced as a result.
It's Wednesday morning. Bill Totten is checking in at the Hygiene Center in Seattle's Pioneer Square. He hands his laundry card to the staff.
Thank you, dear.
You don't do laundry and shower?
No shower, just laundry.
Once he's signed in, Totten puts his clothes on a scale to weigh them before they go in the washer.
Now we get to see if we made the magic 15 pounds. It's like the county fair. I did. I'm 3 pounds under. I am so good.
Another staff person directs Totten to a machine that's open. He loads the washer.
You drop your clothes off, and then by the end of the day, you have to pick them up.
Bill Totten is 61 years old and on disability. He's been homeless since May. He spends his nights at a shelter for homeless men over 50. Before that, Totten was renting a room in the basement of a house that was in disrepair, a crumbling foundation, no heat.
I was paying $650 plus $100 for utilities, and here's the deal. The basement, there was an illegal subdivide.
The landlord was also renting out to other people beyond the house's capacity. The building was unsafe on another level. One of the tenants assaulted him over an electric bill.
I was really tapped out. I was glad to have a place. I thought maybe it was just an aberration at that one time. And then it happened again.
Things got complicated. The landlord tried to evict him twice. The landlord wanted a new rental agreement. Totten withheld rent because the unit was in bad shape. Totten said the situation was wearing him down, so he got out. Seattle's housing market is not only pricing renters out, it's also causing people like Totten to live in substandard conditions because it's what they can afford. Older adults may be vulnerable to offers of illegal housing. Some landlords have rented out garages as homes.
We've seen that. We've seen sheds.
Rory O'Sullivan is senior managing attorney for the Housing Justice Project. The legal clinic helps low-income folks facing eviction. O'Sullivan says more tenants have been seeking help in the last 4 years, including people over 60.
This year, the increase has been even more dramatic.
In previous years, seniors make up about 13% of the legal clinic's caseload. Now it's closer to 20%. Other organizations that work with renters also report a spike in complaints. O'Sullivan says in Seattle, landlords must give tenants 2 months' notice if they're going to raise the rent by more than 10%. Tenants, especially older ones, can protect themselves, first by knowing their rights as early as possible. The lease is a good place to start. It spells out the obligations of landlords and renters when it comes to things like repairs, security deposit, and maintenance.
Try to document everything. Make sure you get a receipt every time you pay rent. When you make a repair request, make sure that it's in writing and that you have a record of it. But we see these issues every day, and the tenants who are able to negotiate a good outcome are the tenants who have read their lease and documented their communications with the landlord.
Thank you.
Back at the Hygiene Center, Bill Totten's laundry is done. He spends his days walking or online looking for work to supplement his Social Security. Some days, he likes to take a break from it all.
Once in a while, I'll do something, just like go up to the main office of my bank, Wells Fargo, and, oh, Mr. Totten, how are you? Have a dum-dum. And, you know, I don't feel like I'm walking around with the Orange Harbor View bag on 3rd Avenue.
It helps keep his sense of humor in perspective. He has stored his belongings at a friend's house while he looks for a permanent home. But the options for someone on Social Security are limited. He has about $1,700 a month to work with.
And then that has to keep my medical co-payments, my prescription co-payments, my bus pass, any incidentals.
Totten says he might have to consider other cities like Everett or Tacoma, though he hears the average rents there are going up too. And in his heart, Seattle is home.
My city's my family.
He's been working with a social worker to get connected to services and keeping his ears open for leads. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.